He is Flames goaltender Cam Talbot, who
goalies unite.
Goalie turned school teacher. How's that transition going?
Not well. I mean, kids aren't really learning a whole lot around here these days. Maybe
so
you might be the worst student,
yeah,
or I might be the worst teacher. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What's your strength, Cam? Math, social studies? What do you specialize in?
Math would have been my strength. That's what I went to school for. So if I can teach him anything, I can teach him how to count to five.
Attaboy. Attaboy. That's hard.
The older they get, they're doing math differently now. My kid, he's grade 9, bringing stuff. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm looking at. When's your mom home? That's basically my contributions. Are you having to, because your kids are younger, are you having to kind of, because it went from spring break, extra spring break, hey, this is fun, we're just allowed to have fun. Are you able to kind of harness them and get through to them that they need to do some schoolwork here?
We're trying. I mean, they're only 3 years old, so, I mean, they're at that point where their attention span's still not fully there yet, so we try to sit them down a little bit, teach them some, you know, letters and numbers and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, for the most part, they just kind of get up and run as soon as they see something shiny. So you know, it's tough to harness them in, but we're having a lot of fun.
So how, as aside from that, the walls get a little tight at times, I'm sure, like for most of us. You, however, as a pro athlete, you're kind of expected to maintain a level of fitness. You got to eat right. You got to be doing all of this. How has that upkeep been for you?
That actually hasn't been too bad. I was lucky enough. I've got a set of weights at home myself, and then the team actually asked anyone that was sticking around if they wanted bikes from the rink and stuff like that. So they came around and dropped stuff off so we could you know, get some bike rides in and get a few workouts in. So I've been trying to keep in shape the best I possibly can. Nothing emulates practices or games, obviously, but the more I do now, the better I'll be off, or better off I'll be once hopefully this stuff ends and we can get back on the ice.
You get sick of that bike, though. That bike's
boring. Oh, you do, real fast.
It's awful.
Yeah, it might be the worst. I've rode more in the last month than I have in my entire career, I think. I usually don't do a ton of bike ride work. I'll stay out on the ice and do extra work before I hop on the bike. So, yeah, I already hate this thing. I want to get back out there.
Well, then your ass gets sore too, right?
It really does. I mean, those seats are not comfortable, especially when you're on them for that long. So, like I said, definitely looking forward to not having to do that for a long time.
Get one of those big grandpa seats with the springs on the back. You know, get the big cushy, the gel foam seat. That's how I roll. That's how my tuchus demands it.
Might have to look into that, but I'm not sure how RVA would feel about me rearranging his bike.
Chatting with Cam Talbot here on Boomer in the Morning. Will?
Cam, been a lot of talk, as you guys have kind of spoke to the media the last couple of weeks, been a lot of talk amongst your teammates about the infamous, or maybe not infamous, but the group chat and the text messages. How is the level of chirps? You guys can't see each other face-to-face every day, but how is the group text chat treating you these days, Cam?
Myself, personally, not too bad. I mean, I'm not the brunt of too many jokes, which is nice, but the group chat's actually slowed down as of late. It started off really hot, but I think now that guys are in, you know, different time zones all over the world and stuff like that, guys travel back to Europe, so it's a little bit more quiet now, so pipes up now and then, but for right now, it's been fairly quiet.
Now, you do have two young kids we established, and you're doing a little bit of schoolwork, but your teammates, some of them are younger than you. Do you one that takes part in the video games at all?
I used to, but it doesn't allow for a whole lot of time right now. So I tried to play the other day with my son and tried to teach him a little NHL. And, you know, he's not quite there yet, but he's getting the hang of it. He asks me every day to keep playing, so at least I get some video game time with him. But as far as playing with the boys, that's a no-go when you got 2 3-year-olds running around the house.
So, you know, the season's shut down at the time. It was obviously very unfortunate to you and your team as you guys were getting set for the playoffs. Just, I guess, if you can, Cam, you were very excited to come to Calgary. Just kind of put into words what your season has been like, obviously hoping to resume. But what did you make of your time with the Flames and how the season went?
Yeah, I mean, my time in Calgary so far has been exactly what I expected. I was told I was walking into a great dressing room with a good group of guys and an unbelievable staff, and all that was very true. And, you know, obviously the season, like you said, was cut short, and we were just preparing for the best time of the year. So, like you said, hopefully at some point we can get going again. And because, you know, This is one of the best groups I've ever been a part of, and I'd really like to see it through with this group of guys.
So I'm guessing you would entertain a welcome back next season?
I would love a welcome back next season if they have it in their plans. I would love to come back. Obviously, with the situation and stuff like that, who knows when those conversations will even come up. So, but if they're looking for a guy next year, then I'd be more than happy to come back.
Obviously, a big part of that fit, too, is your relationship with David Riddick. I'm not sure how much you knew him coming into the year. I'm just curious how that friendship had built over the year, where things are at now. And I know he's over in the Czech Republic. Do you still keep in contact with David on a somewhat daily basis?
Yeah, not too much on a daily basis. Like I said, it's tough when you guys are when they're 8 hours ahead of us. But, you know, we still talk back and forth. He's in the group chats and stuff like that. So. But I mean, I didn't know him coming into the season. I had only heard from Siggy that, you know, he's a really good guy, really laid back, just like myself. And, you know, again, it's a great relationship right off the bat. I think we pushed each other pretty well this year. And when you have that internal competition, but you also support each other on and off the ice, I think that's kind of the best scenario for the whole team. Anytime you can have two guys that want the net but can support the other guy when they're not in the net is just good for the whole team. So. It's been a great relationship, and like I said, I'd be more than happy to come back next year and continue that.
As a goalie, as a player, you can do workouts. I know you can't simulate skating at all, you know, in your house. But as a goalie, if the season were to resume, how are you staying sharp? I know there's going to be obviously practice time if you were to return before you get into game action. But as a goalie, what kind of things can you do to kind of stay sharp when you don't have access to shooters or ice?
I mean, there's certain vision training tools you can use and stuff like that. I've done some of that stuff in the past, so I've got some of the special glasses that blink on and off for, you know, different amounts of time, and you have to throw a ball against the wall and try to pick it up after, like, the glasses come back on kind of thing. So little things you can do on the computer with another set of glasses that you can do. It's a depth perception kind of tutorials and stuff like that. So there's little things you can just continue to train your eyes on, and hopefully when the season starts back up, you're not too far behind with your timing.
Cam Talbot, our guest here on Boomer in the Morning, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brent Cron.
Cam, I've played with a lot of goaltenders over my career too. Cam Ward and Curtis McAleenie kind of being a 1-2 combination. And I started playing, you know, a bulk of the games, and then I kind of lost my starting position, and it really kind of ticked me off. And to see, you know, you played so many games with the Oilers, and to kind of come into a situation in Calgary where you're 1A, 1B, kind of fighting for the net. I know you kind of lightly touched on it earlier with Will, but what's your mentality to kind of, you know, grab the net, practice, that kind of thing? I know the season's cut short now, but just your mindset kind of the last half of the season, where were you at? And I know your game was coming on. You know, obviously got a shutout and were getting wins. Just tell me where your mindset was.
My mindset was, you know, right back to playing some of the best hockey that I played in a long time. So obviously last year wasn't where I've shown I can be at. And this year I wanted kind of a redemption year, as you might say. But I thought that throughout the whole season, I've been pretty consistent, and the wins started to come towards the end of the year here. So I was gaining more and more confidence as the year went on. And, you know, obviously that comes with more playing time and stuff like that. And anytime you can be in the net a little bit more often, you can get in a bit of a groove. And I think once I was able to get a, you know, string a few games together and play a little bit more, you could really see my game was starting to turn around. So, you know, it was unfortunate the timing of the break, but obviously everyone's health and safety is at the forefront here. So that's most important right now.
No, I agree. And you know what? And your attitude has always been good. You've been known around the league as being a good team guy, hard worker, and guys appreciate that. And just to, you know, people don't know too sometimes how, you know, when you're in a situation where you're kind of 1A, 1B, or number one, just where you're at and how you battle through. I was always a guy that would smile and you know, joke around and laugh, but it pissed me off inside. And I know you're very similar, where it's like, I want to be in the net every single game. And obviously, Will touched on too what you're doing as far as you know, off ice to try and stay sharp. But you know, sometimes it's nice to have a break too. I'm sure you're enjoying it. Just touch on the family a bit.
Yeah, the family part's great. I mean, that's kind of the silver lining right now during the season. You don't get a whole lot of time, even when you're at home. It's, you know, game day routines. You're at the rink for 5 hours a day on practice days. I mean, you come home and you're tired, and the kids just want to jump all over you. So it's kind of You know, it's tough, especially when you're at home and it's a game day and they don't understand why you have to go to lunch with the guys and then come home and take a nap and then you leave half an hour later and they don't get to see you. So it's just nice that, you know, get to wake up with them, spend the whole day with them. And I think it's nice for my wife too. She gets a little bit of relief and she's happy to have me home. And the kids have kind of migrated towards me and she gets to go up and take naps and stuff now. So she's just happy that to have me home as well.
Yeah, for sure. The wives of the troopers too throughout the season, they always say everything is okay, but you know, you don't see your family a whole bunch. You go on the road, especially in the West, and with your kids, it's definitely nice to spend some time. And how's your beard doing too? You're always a nice trimmed guy. You always got the neck shaved off nice and everything's nice and angled. Are you falling apart or are you still keeping it tight?
I'm completely falling apart. I haven't shaved since the day that they paused the season, so I figured if I can't grow a playoff beard this year, then I'll grow a quarantine beard. So I got a bit of a caveman look going on here right now.
any gray?
Oh, it's very gray in patches. Yeah, I mean, from the but I mean, as soon as I think it started, what, 3.5 years ago when the kids were born. Yeah. So yeah, the top of my head's pretty much all gray now, and yeah, I'm falling apart over here.
Hey, and just the last one from me, Cam. I was curious about your scrap with Smitty there. I always wanted, I've tried to get into fights. I've embarrassed myself in one. I've skated down the ice when nobody wanted to fight me, and then the ref grabbed me and threw me to the ground and said, "You're a joke, go back in the net." And I've had about three instances where I've just completely embarrassed myself. What was going through your head when you squared off with Mike there this season?
Don't get hit. I mean, I've seen the guy off the ice, and I know that he's a big boy, but I mean, I joked about it before. I always said that I wanted to get in a goalie fight, but I never wanted to fight someone that big. But I mean, when the situation arose and just the heat of the moment, Battle of Alberta, I mean, it just kind of seemed like a no brainer given the point in the game and how things were going for us. I mean, there seemed to be no better time. And when I saw him at center ice, and obviously Darnell pointed it out for me and yeah, let me know he was waiting there. So as soon as I saw that, I was just like, okay, let's do this. And you know, like I said, it's one of those things that was on my bucket list, and you know, now I can knock that one off and focus on the career Gordie Howe.
I think a lot of fans, I think everybody loved it, man, because that's, as you can appreciate, having played in both cities, both of these fan bases have been longing for the Battle of Alberta. We hear about it. It's always the Battle of Alberta whenever they play, but there's never really been the bad blood since the early 90s. And the fact that it's like, yeah, you had no reason to go and fight the guy. You didn't never talk to him, never see him. But the fact that you skated to center, knowing that he's a big dude, I think people loved it because it just added to it. And I love hearing that it was for the sake of the Battle of Alberta that you skated down the ice and went toe to toe.
Yeah, it really was. Like I said, it was just kind of the point of the game. The emotions are high. I'd already been in a couple little altercations on the ice there, so I felt like I started the whole thing. I may as well be the guy to finish it. So, I mean, like you said, I think that the fans really loved it. I've been on both sides of it. And just the heated rivalry all started with, obviously, Chucky this year with Cass, and that got heated. And then, I mean, emotions just blew over. So, I mean, it was a lot of fun. But I actually couldn't believe that was the first goalie fight in the history of the Battle of Alberta. I thought with all the bad blood in the 80s and 90s that would have come up at some point. But, I mean, it's nice to be a part of history, I guess.
Will that be the only goalie fight in your career, Cam?
I'm not going to close the door on another one just because I didn't do so well on that one. So, I mean, you never know.
You got to redeem yourself, right?
You'd be a goon.
Yeah, we'll see.
Cam, appreciate it. Take care of those kids. Take care of your family. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Same to you.